That's the sound of the weekend. Happy Friday, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Still stepped on the lyrics a little bit. Yeah, I'm just still getting into personal internal synchronicity after being thrown off by not having coffee at the proper time yesterday.
I understand.
Yeah. It can throw you off. At least that's my excuse.
Well, a mutual friend of ours who works in Orlando radio posted this morning, the Keurig's broken. What do I do? And I thought, wow, you know how Bob felt yesterday.
Exactly.
I didn't think you were going to make it 4 hours, you know?
I didn't think I was either.
Yeah,
but I did.
You persevered.
And then some.
Yeah.
And I made it to the gym yesterday.
Oh.
But then I felt my shoulder going kind of wonky. And I felt that before. And
don't push it.
That's exactly what I did the last time. I was much younger. And it's like, pain is my friend.
Not that kind.
And I was training in the gym and climbing the martial arts ladder back in the day. And I further damaged it and eventually had to have surgery. And they got just out of scar tissue alone, a little larger than a golf ball.
No.
Out of my shoulder.
Are you serious?
Totally.
That's a lot.
I would think so.
Yeah.
That was just scar tissue.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. All right. What do we got here? So the top story is a school shooting in Georgia. And the newest development is the father's been arrested because he bought the kid a gun for Christmas. This is after law enforcement went and spoke to him and said, hey, we think your kid might be behind these online threats to shoot up the school. So the father goes out a couple months later for Christmas and buys him an AR.
Yeah, there's logic.
It's just, yeah. So, as it seems to be revealing and turning out as we peel back the layers of the onion and get more information, this is a troubled family.
Nicely.
I feel pretty secure in making that non-professional analyzation that this is a troubled family. All right, so what's the takeaway? Well, how does gun control impact that? Okay, the kid's 14. I mean, he's already troubled.
Mm-hmm.
His dad knew it and bought him a gun. So, yes, his dad getting arrested and charged, absolutely. It's almost like maybe he should take the kid's place in prison.
Yeah, yeah.
But
get the kid some mental help and lock dad up.
Speaking of mental health, interesting story. And I like these stories because, well, I'll take any information that might result in a better quality of life.
Okay.
And increasing your risk, this could increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease more than anything. At first, I thought it was an ad. I thought it was one of the clickbait, right? Take this, vitamin, 12K and this, right?
Right.
No. This is based on research. Okay, I got it from the New York Post.
Okay.
Researchers say that exposure to bright outside lights at night could increase your odds of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Really?
And not just increase your odds, more so than the other risk factors that we have been told about, like high blood pressure, diabetes, alcohol abuse, obesity, all those things. This could, it actually, according to the research, for seniors, Alzheimer's prevalence had stronger ties to light pollution.
So these guys don't like, Friday night football games or what?
Well, it could be.
Hmm.
But they show a map of what they consider like light pollution in the U.S.
Right.
But I don't have an overlay. I don't see an overlay of the population diagnosed with, say, Alzheimer's.
Mm, okay.
But you know where the bright lights are, where the big cities are. But And this is the interesting thing. Listen, for people under 65, okay, so this isn't just for old people. You're not old if you're 65, by the way. for people under 65, higher nighttime light intensity was connected to Alzheimer's more than any other risk factor examined in the study for people under 65. Now, the researchers are unsure why younger people may be particularly sensitive to the effects of nighttime light. They theorized it could be their genetic makeup, or they are more likely to live in urban areas and have lifestyles that frequently expose them to outside light. Study authors recommend blackout curtains or eye masks to block harmful light, because we do know that Alzheimer's risks are increased if you have a history of lack of sleep and insomnia. But this is this was published today in Frontiers in Neuroscience. Though they didn't study indoor light, the researchers say blue light, like from digital devices, has the greatest effect on sleep.
That makes sense, yes.
Yep.
People who leave their TV on at night, oh, I need to hear something. It's the blue light that's...
Do you hear that, Betsy?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Nearly 7 million Americans have been diagnosed with dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common form of that syndrome. The new study follows recent research that found where you live may affect your odds of getting dementia diagnosis because of healthcare access.
Oh.
But wow.
That's interesting.
Yes,
that's,
it really is.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
That it could be a risk factor that's higher than some of those other things. And then you wonder if you do some kind of shift work or how that could impact you.
Yeah. And I thought about that part. Yeah. If you're out at night, you know. Yeah.
The light doesn't seem to impact my ability to sleep.
Right.
I could be driving down the road and doze off.
Middle of the day.
In the middle of the day.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
It'll nap.
But anyway, anything and all things, because, yeah, if they're saying, hey, you should have blackout curtains or, you know, have something covering your eyes and, you know, the nighttime light outside might not be great for you. I don't know. You could... Anything to take your risk factors down, I guess, would be helpful, right?
Yep, makes sense.
Okay. It is Friday. The Department of Justice has charged a media company, and this can get kind of deep on this, but I'll just give you some of the basics. Have you ever heard of, like, Dave Rubin, for instance?
Yeah.
And there's another guy, Benny Johnson and Tim Pool. Mm-hmm. And these are people that have a huge online following, or like a YouTube following, okay? So here's the story. An unnamed Tennessee-based company that the Justice Department alleges was being funded by Russian operatives working as part of a Kremlin-orchestrated influence operation targeting the 2024 U.S. election is Tenet Media, T-E-N-E-T, which is linked to right-wing commentators with millions of subscribers on YouTube and other social media platforms. This is according to a U.S. official briefed on the matter. The indictment, unsealed in New York Southern District, accuses two employees of RT, the Kremlin's media arm, of funneling nearly $10 million to the unidentified company, described only as Company One in court documents. But let me give you a taste of this. We're talking big money, okay? They offered these people, and one of them worked for Glenn Beck on a contract basis, but she had her own online presence, Chen. We're talking getting paid like $100,000 a month. Excuse to make videos.
Excuse me?
Like $100,000 a month. And
wow.
And what they feel like, or at least the basic information, is these people feel like they were victimized, not told the whole truth about what they were doing or where the money was really coming from. It is interesting. We'll dig into it a little bit deeper. But coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. It is 716, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back again. And good morning, Justin. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is how they're trying to pay off these people's student debt. Supreme Court told them they couldn't do it, and they did it anyways. And not to mention the $25,000 they're trying to give people for the home buyers program, giving the free health care and letting everybody in here and promising to help them for free. The thing is, how come none of this is being brought out as buying voters or recruiting voters? This is cheating all right out in the open. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's a great point. Absolutely, it is. But it's never been said. Well, it has been said, but maybe not quite as succinctly. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday. What's bugging me is this idea of Elon Musk trying to be some kind of efficiency czar or whatever. We don't need that. We need what's called a balanced budget, which is required in the Constitution. And if Trump gets in office, he needs to start eliminating ABC agencies. If he starts eliminating, I'm looking at you, FBI, because you're not in the Constitution either. He needs to get rid of all these little departments of this, that, and the other, because that's, and reduce the number of federal employees and get it down to a manageable size. We don't need Elon Musk to do it. We need to follow our Constitution. Thanks, Bob.
Well, but if you're going to make these cuts, don't you want to make them where you're going to do as least amount of damage, mm-hmm. and yet impact the budget to the greatest degree? In other words, somebody who understands the idea behind efficiency might help guide that very process. It, you know, you could say, yeah, we're going to force ourselves to have a balanced budget by, you know, X date.
But how?
How do you reach that goal? And yeah, you could just eliminate, you know, whole sectors possibly, or maybe there's a better way. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I've observed a diversity, equity, and inclusion shortcoming on the Kamala Harris campaign trail.
Uh-oh.
So we've heard her bumblesome effort to speak with a black individual's accent, yet because she's half Jamaican, yet we have not heard her roll out her Indian accent because she's half Indian. So in light of Joe Biden's comment about you need a slight English Indian accent to go to 7-Eleven, I propose she takes her next campaign stop with Joe Biden, dust him off, and go do a rally at a 7-Eleven.
So wow.
Say her Indian.
Yeah, hey, that was a blast from the past a little bit when Joe Biden said that.
One of the many, many, many stupid things over the years that he has said.
877-975-9825. Good morning, Scott. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Had a friend on Facebook, no longer a Facebook friend, posted a picture of a Trump sign and then said, what I see is you are a racist on Facebook. I let her have it and said, that is what is racist. That's what's bugging me.
That's interesting because I just wrote myself a note that I was going to bring up some Facebook stuff, and that's one of them. I'm getting like posts and stuff of people I don't remember friending, but they're popping up, and they're all anti-Trump, which
interesting.
Be kind of interesting when you think of who would want to friend me.
Right.
Yeah.
Although we know people who are on the other side who like to send us, you know, liberal garbage.
Well, and so, some of that can be useful. In fact, I've got some of that I may use later on.
Oh,
sometimes it can be entertaining or can enlighten you from a different perspective.
You know what they're
up to.
But see what you're doing there.
All right, let's go to good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what was originally bugging me was when Trump brought up Kamala's Indian heritage and black heritage and how she was bouncing back and forth. And I thought, oh, you know, this is not the right road to go down. And now I saw a bunch of stuff from when Kamala ran for office in a heavily Indian district in California, how she was all dressed up in Indian garb and was just embracing that whole part of her heritage. She's such a phony. It's crazy. That's what's bugging me.
Well, yeah. And that kind of makes her maybe very good for the job within that administration.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody that's going to kind of think on their own.
Good point.
You know, because they've had Joe for years kind of checked out.
Yeah.
And they don't want Kamala to, whatever you do, don't open your mouth.
Well, yeah, don't have an opinion of your own. There's also a video of her and a woman. They were actually doing a cooking segment on a show. And the cooking host makes reference to, we're doing an Indian dish today because we are both. And, nodding your head.
Right.
Yeah, we're both Indian. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, use it when it's convenient. Identity politics when it comes in handy. Oh, quick other thing about Facebook. Quit using that AI tool or whatever it is that makes your picture look pristine, makes you appear to be basically perfect. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because then when you see some of the real photos, you don't. Why would you want to be compared to perfection?
No.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
I
think it's probably damaging even maybe to your psyche.
Because you don't look like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And why would you put a picture of the perfect version of you next to you?
Makes no sense.
Be happy with the beauty that the good Lord blessed you with and take care of it. Wayne, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is not only are these Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments up in some of our states, but now I see that out in West Texas, they're hijacking oil tankers, trucks full of oil, and then turning around and selling it on the black market. Man, this ain't a third world country. Ugh. When are we going to put our foot down and stop this crap? Man, as the guy from Louisiana says, shoot them, Elizabeth, shoot them.
Yeah. Look, when you have criminals that are being imported on a regular basis, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, exactly. What they do.
Skipper, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys. Always appreciate what you do. But what's bugging me is how we let George Soros get away with what he's doing in this country, and also how they're all related. You have Soros's son married to Clinton, and then you've had...
I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of money and influence, and there's a story about Russian influence, but I also found a story about Iranian influence in our media and or social media. So yeah, the influences are definitely there. It is 728. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America just also happens to be a former school resource officer. Hopefully he'll shed some light on this recent shooting. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3.
We need to watch the vote.
2.
The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Friday. 7:34 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Well done, sir.
It's Friday. What do you expect?
Yeah.
4-day work week. Man, I feel like Bob.
Yeah. Hey, and everybody's busy. We get it. But we want to make it easy for you. And the Bob Rose Show podcast, you'll have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now in the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. But it's important that you hit subscribe. And there's no fee, but it'll open it all up to you. Yep, hit subscribe.
Nice.
Wherever you get your podcast. The Bob Rose Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support.
So you can't even say wherever podcasts are sold because it's free. I mean,
that's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
I what say. More do you want? Yeah.
Don't ask.
Weekend. Yes. Football. In fact, it's pro football on tonight. So there's that. And still waiting for that weather to change, though, you know?
It doesn't feel football yet.
Look, you're from St. Louis. I'm from Detroit, even though I've been here longer than you.
Yep.
You still expect a seasonal change when something like football starts. It's like it's just automatic that the weather is changing.
Well, and I've done this at the house before. We get one of those days where in the evening or late afternoon, early evening, it's a little dark. It's a little overcast. There's a little breeze and it's a little cool. And I would say, this feels like fall in St. Louis, except there's no falling leaves and they're not blowing down the street. No. But you're right. It's a feel. It's a smell in the air. It's all those things that just, it's all those sensations at the same time.
It really is. All right. President Joe Biden, Thursday. Are you kidding me? In his last months of office now, he's going to start being a truth teller?
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. I guess there's no pressure on him now.
Oh, good point.
So he might accidentally, you know. My theory is
I like this.
That Joe is doing a little scorched earth routine on Kamala, but he is being a bit covert about it, not being really direct, but I think he is, you know, undermining her just a little. And here's a further example of what.
So it's going to sound like things are slipping out.
Maybe. Yes. And it could be a slip accident, and it could be, you know, like, look.
Like a shiv.
Okay. Let's be honest. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Now, he can age and he can, you know, his memory can be impacted and cognitive abilities, but
he's Joe.
The heart of his personality, Joe is Joe. And I'll tell you something about Joe, in case you haven't picked up on it by now. The guy has an ego twice the size of the state of Delaware.
And he's a jerk.
Well, I mean, that's part of his personality thing, but remember.
You're right.
So I don't care how old he is, how unfit he may be for office. His ego is still there, and his ego was very, very hurt.
Oh, yeah.
By getting the boot or a soft coup, whatever you want to call it, his feelings are hurt. Now, whatever promises and agreements that were made, and I'm sure there were, because he's been in politics a long time, that guy, there's going to be horse trading, and he's going to end up with a couple of horses one way or another. Mm-hmm. We've seen that pattern, right? Yep. So you know he got something in return. But he also had to agree to play nice. So he has to be careful about, you know, full onslaught or frontal assault on Kamala. No, it has got to be a little sneakier than that.
Yeah.
Well, here's an example. You know that she was the vote, the break the tie vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, that's on her. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, she's the vice president. How much power does she have in some of these things? She had an immense amount of power for that and another huge spending bill. She was breaking the tie in both of those. So President Joe Biden Thursday admitted that the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which did not reduce inflation and included $369 billion for green energy initiatives, was wrongly named. The Inflation Reduction Act was wrongly named. Now,
we knew that.
We knew that.
You said it all the time.
50% of America knew that to be true.
Yeah.
But for Joe to admit it, and again, why would he admit it? Well, he's not running for president. He doesn't have to continue, you know,
the farce,
lying, the fart, right? Yeah. So,
wow,
and who's going to be holding the bag? Ultimately, Kamala, because she can't say, "Well, that was Joe's deal." Uh-huh. No, it wasn't. You were the tie-breaking vote specifically on that.
Yep.
Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, when it first was announced they were going to push for this, I and many others warned that it is anything but inflation reduction. You can't possibly spend billions of dollars and expect inflation to be reduced. In fact, you're just adding more fuel to the inflationary fires. Biden's remarks came at an event in Wisconsin, where he was touting his Bidenomics investments. He called the Inflation Reduction Act the most significant climate change law ever.
Now, that would agree on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And added, by the way, it is $369 billion bill. It's called the we shouldn't have named it what it was.
See, it's coming out.
We all the way home.
Mm.
The Penn-Wharton budget model found the bill would drop inflation by 0.1% over 5 years, and the Congressional Budget Office's analysis was similar. Instead, the bill, which is a scaled-down version of the failed Build Back Better Act legislation, is the single most significant legislation to combat climate change in our nation's history, as the Biden-Harris Department of Treasury touted in a release November of 2022. So, Joe late in the game. Yeah. Finally speaketh the truth.
Yeah.
And Kamala will be holding the bag. And yes, this was just cover for more Green New Deal stuff.
This is the woman who was out there touting Bidenomics is wonderful. It's good. Well, it's great.
And her positions previous when she was running were much further left and much bigger in terms of dollars pushed toward green energy, and also the mandates, like on the automotive industry and EVs. Mm-hmm. Now, she's changing her position on that, and she's changing her position on fracking. And those are two big issues, huge issues for the American people. And can you believe her when she says she's changed her positions? Because remember, if you think the stuff that Biden pushed, you know, was a little too far left...
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till they get a load of me, the Joker said. And Kamala cackled along. Wait till they get a load of me. Can you picture saying that?
Oh, I can. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I do think it's interesting that Joe, and maybe it's even almost a subconscious kind of thing. His subconscious is undermining Kamala in small little ways, little tiny cuts. He's like,
they just kinda,
yeah.
Yeah, they
slip out. Yeah. You're gonna give me the boot.
Mm-hmm.
I am gonna prove to you that you could have won with me and you can't win without me. I'll not only prove it, I will help it to happen. Yes. And if you don't think he has that kind of mentality,
he's devious.
He's
vindictive, all those things.
Who's Joe always been looking out for?
Joe,
right on.
The Biden family money machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban warned Thursday on CNBC's Squawk Box that Vice President Kamala Harris's capital gains tax plan would kill the stock market.
Wait a minute, though, Bob. I thought he loved him some Kamala Harris.
I mean, thought so, too. Well, maybe not loves her personally, but is supportive of Democrat candidates and not a Trump fan at all.
No.
So, yeah.
But he also likes his money.
Well, that's the thing.
Is that?
That's the thing. And uh-huh. He likes his money. But what he's saying is correct. The stock market is a gamble. Now, over the long haul, in any one 15-year period, you're going to always have gains in the market. You know, if you chop it up at any 2 points, 15 years apart. So what you distill from that is it can be a pretty sound investment. No investment's perfect, you know, returns or whatever. Yeah, there's like governments, bonds and different things. But the stock market is a bit of a gamble, although the risk, you can control some of the risk by the particular stocks that you get. That's why people often opt for like a mutual fund, so they spread their risk out. But when the risks stay the same, but yet the potential for profitability is lowered by a much larger tax burden, all of a sudden, yeah, there'll be people that may not be so quick or invest as much. And if you don't have investment, a lot of these companies might not be able to grow from little to medium size, or from medium size to big, or innovation, advancing technologies and other things might sort of sit on the shelf, if you will. Then maybe other, maybe they'll be developed in other countries. Yeah, there's substance here. Unlike anything that Kamala's presented thus far. It is 7:45. Are you ready for the weekend? Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. $7.50, 10 minutes till 8, Friday morning. Here comes the weekend, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and you never have to miss a minute of the show, by the way, on demand 24-7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcast, make sure you hit subscribe, no fee. That'll get you in, get you all the stuff. Like, we've got a great interview that I think is going to be coming up with Luis Valdez. He's Gun Owners of America Florida rep and a regular contributor to the show. Well, he's also a former school resource officer. So maybe he can maybe shed a little light and perspective on this most heinous act that took place in Georgia the other day. And the latest on that is one of your top stories. The father of the alleged school shooter has been arrested and charged. He bought the kid an AR after the police had spoke to him specifically about his son possibly being behind, anonymous warnings of wanting to go shoot up the school.
Yeah. Wow.
And so your answer, I mean, what would most parents answer to that
be? Oh, my goodness.
Much more supervision over the child, watching everything, putting on a device so that you can monitor social media and other things, and that can be easily done. You would take these steps, just a halfway decent parent, and certainly secure, and I mean really secure, any firearms.
Absolutely.
If he's showing this propensity, and it did just pop up. The kid's, the kid's been a troubled kid, and in fact, now it turns out that the family looks like they've got a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you were asking a parent to, utilize good judgment that apparently hasn't pretty much their whole lives, I guess it's not going to start, even though the police talked to them specifically and waved these red flags in his face about possible, very dangerous and life-threatening activities that he, they believe he probably posted online. I guess at the time they couldn't prove it to that point. Of course, the kid denied it. But that is it's incredible. So after the police spoke to him just a couple months later, I think October versus Christmas. Dad goes out and buys the kid an AR for Christmas. Hey, Santa Claus wants you to shoot up the school. There you go.
Yeah.
There's your tool to get it done. What in the world? You would think that absolutely...
The last thing
if you made a list of 100 million items that you would buy him for Christmas...
100 million.
The last one on the list would be any sort of gun. I mean, how kooky and crazy. And I guess the question there is, nobody wants to send their kid to school and worry if they're going to come home or not, like Kamala, creating fear and panic to promote gun control, tried to do. And by the way, I've got a story from The Sun out of the UK. It's their top story. A girl getting stabbed to death on her way to school.
Oh, dead?
Yeah. So that kid's not coming home, but not because a gun was involved. A crazy person with a knife killed this 15-year-old girl. All right.
Mm.
So, yeah, how much can you do through legislation? I don't know what you could do at all. I mean, if you want to legislate against bad parenting, you think the prisons are kind of busy now?
Oh, yeah. But see, this is why we have laws and then punishment for laws. When somebody does something stupid, they get punished for it. We can't prevent everything from happening.
Not if you want to live in any sort of a society resembling freedom. All right, Davis Gainesville Skylines, let's go to Deadeye. You're on the air.
Good morning. I wanted to weigh in on these young males that are involved in all these school shootings. I'm wondering if anyone has looked at possibly the connection between teaching these young boys to hunt at an early age and killing animals, and they get desensitized and just take it to the next step and start shooting humans. I had a friend who's now deceased. He was a military sniper, and he said there's nothing more exciting than killing a human.
Wow. Well, how do I address that? Mm. If you are unstable and unbalanced to begin with, mm-hmm. I don't know how much desensitizing needs to be done.
Right.
This, to kill a defenseless human being is one of the most heinous acts of cowardice. So I think you might be looking at this the wrong way. It's not like, oh, they killed a rabbit, so they got the taste of blood. That's generally not how these things have been profiled or laid
the
out.
Opposite, actually, yeah.
Well, the kid usually has an extreme interest, possibly in firearms, but not necessarily taught and nurtured by a father figure. And if there's anything, I think just the opposite is true. It's the demasculization of men, mm-hmm. and what's happening to the or young men, and I think that has more to do with it.
It's like an overcompensation in a sense.
And violent video games, I believe, would have a much more desensitizing effect mm-hmm. than hunting.
Well, because usually, if you've got a parent teaching a child to hunt, they're also learning to prepare to eat that animal, whether it's deer hunting or rabbit or squirrel. It's part of a whole process. It's not about the killing per se. It's really about the sport and the usage of hunting for food.
Right.
So a little bit different scenario there.
Yeah. But no, appreciate the input nonetheless. August layoffs reached record highs. New hires hit historic lows. I believe we're supposed to get a jobs report coming out this morning. That should happen around 9. We'll share that information with you. And also our guest coming up, Luis Valdez, used to be a school resource officer. Stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back again. And good morning, Justin. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is how they're trying to pay off these people's student debt. Supreme Court told them they couldn't do it, and they did it anyways. And not to mention the $25,000 they're trying to give people for the home buyers program, giving the free health care and letting everybody in here and promising to help them for free. The thing is, how come none of this is being brought out as buying voters or recruiting voters? This is cheating all right out in the open. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's a great point. Absolutely, it is. But it's never been said. Well, it has been said, but maybe not quite as succinctly. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday. What's bugging me is this idea of Elon Musk trying to be some kind of efficiency czar or whatever. We don't need that. We need what's called a balanced budget, which is required in the Constitution. And if Trump gets in office, he needs to start eliminating ABC agencies. If he starts eliminating, I'm looking at you, FBI, because you're not in the Constitution either. He needs to get rid of all these little departments of this, that, and the other, because that's, and reduce the number of federal employees and get it down to a manageable size. We don't need Elon Musk to do it. We need to follow our Constitution. Thanks, Bob.
Well, but if you're going to make these cuts, don't you want to make them where you're not going to, you're going to do as least amount of damage and yet impact the budget to the greatest degree? In other words, somebody who understands the idea behind efficiency might help guide that very process. It, you know, you could say, yeah, we're gonna force ourselves to have a balanced budget by, you know, X date.
But how? Then
how do you reach that goal? And yeah, you could just eliminate, you know, whole sectors possibly, or maybe there's a better way. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I've observed a diversity, equity, and inclusion shortcoming on the Kamala Harris campaign trail.
Uh-oh.
So we've heard her bumblesome effort to speak with a black individual's accent, yet because she's half Jamaican, yet we have not heard her roll out her Indian accent because she's half Indian. So in light of Joe Biden's comment about you need a slight English Indian accent to go to 7-Eleven, I propose she takes her next campaign stop with Joe Biden, dust him off, and go do a rally at a 7-Eleven.
Wow.
She can demonstrate her Indian.
Yeah, hey, that was a blast from the past a little bit when Joe Biden said
One of the many, many, many stupid things over the years that he has said.
877-975-9825. Good morning, Scott. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Had a friend on Facebook, no longer a Facebook friend, posted a picture of a Trump sign and then said, what I see is you are a racist on Facebook. I let her have it and said, that is what is racist. That's what's bugging me.
That's interesting because I just wrote myself a note that I was going to bring up some Facebook stuff, and that's one of them. I'm getting like posts and stuff of people I don't remember friending, but they're popping up, and they're all anti-Trump, which
interesting.
Be kind of interesting when you think of who would want to friend me.
Right.
Yeah.
Although we know people who are on the other side who like to send us, you know, liberal garbage.
Well, and so, some of that can be useful. In fact, I've got some of that I may use later on.
No.
Sometimes it can be entertaining or can enlighten you from a different perspective,
you know what they're
but
up
not
to.
What they're not what they
See what you're doing there.
All right, let's go to good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what was originally bugging me was when Trump brought up Kamala's Indian heritage and black heritage, and how she was bouncing back and forth, and I thought, oh, you know, this is not the right road to go down. And now I saw a bunch of stuff from when Kamala ran for office in a heavily Indian district in California, how she was all dressed up in Indian garb and was just embracing that whole part of her heritage. She's such a phony. It's crazy. That's what's bugging me.
Well, yeah. And that kind of makes her maybe very good for the job within that administration.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody that's going to kind of think on their own.
Good point.
You know, because they've had Joe for years kind of checked out.
Yeah.
And they don't want Kamala to, whatever you do, don't open your mouth.
Well, don't have an opinion of your own. There's also a video of her and a woman. They were actually doing a cooking segment on a show. And the cooking host makes reference to, we're doing an Indian dish today because we are both. And, nodding your head.
Right.
Yeah, we're both Indian. Yeah.
Well, use it when it's convenient. Identity politics when it comes in handy. Oh, quick other thing about Facebook. Quit using that AI tool or whatever it is that makes your picture look pristine, makes you appear to be basically perfect. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because then when you see some of the real photos, you don't. Why would you want to be compared to perfection?
No.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
I think it's probably damaging even maybe to your psyche.
Because you don't look like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And why would you put a picture of the perfect version of you next to you?
Makes no sense.
Be happy with the beauty that the good Lord blessed you with and take care of it. Wayne, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is not only are these Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments up in some of our states, but now I see that out in West Texas, they're hijacking oil tankers, trucks full of oil, and then turning around and selling it on the black market. Man, this ain't a third world country. Where are we going to put our foot down and stop this crap? Man, as the guy from Louisiana says, shoot 'em, Elizabeth, shoot 'em.
Yeah. Look, when you have criminals that are being imported on a regular basis, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, exactly. What they do.
Skipper, what's bugging you?
Hey, guys. I always appreciate what you do, but what's bugging me is how we let George Soros get away with what he's doing in this country, and also how they're all related. You have Soros' son married to Clinton, and then you've had...
I think I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of money and influence, and there's a story about Russian influence, but I also found a story about Iranian influence in our media or social media. So, yeah, the influences are definitely there. It is 728. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 805, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America just also happens to be a former school resource officer. Hopefully he'll shed some light on this recent shooting. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
Nine. Comrade Harris.
Eight. It is my great honor.
Seven. We'll keep fighting.
Six. Bring it on.
Five.
Full speed ahead.
Four.
You can always trust me.
Three.
We need to watch the vote.
Two.
The American people do have a say in this.
One.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning, happy Friday, 7:34, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose, he's Greg Cassidy. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Well done, sir.
It's Friday, what do you expect?
Yeah.
4-day work week, man, I feel like Bob.
Yeah. Hey, and everybody's busy, we get it, but we want to make it easy for you, and the Bob Rose Show podcast, you'll have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. But it's important that you hit subscribe, and there's no fee, but it'll open it all up to you. Yep, hit subscribe.
Nice.
Wherever you get your podcast. The Bob Rose Show, thank you for your continued support.
So you can't even say wherever podcasts are sold because it's free. I mean,
that's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
What more do you want? Yeah.
Don't ask.
Weekend. Yes. Football. In fact, pro football on tonight. So there's that. And still waiting for that weather to change, though, you know?
It doesn't feel football yet.
Look, you're from St. Louis. I'm from Detroit, even though I've been here longer than you.
Yep.
You still expect a seasonal change when something like football starts. It's like it's just automatic that the weather is changing.
Well, and I've done this at the house before. We get one of those days where in the evening or late afternoon, early evening, it's a little dark, it's a little overcast, there's a little breeze, and it's a little cool, and I would say, this feels like fall in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Except there's no falling leaves, and they're not blowing down the street. No, but you're right, it's a feel, it's a smell in the air, it's all those things that just, it's all those sensations at the same time.
It really is. All right. President Joe Biden, Thursday. Are you kidding me? In his last months of office now, he's going to start being a truth teller?
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, I guess there's no pressure on him now.
Oh, good point.
So he might accidentally, you know. My theory is
I like this.
That Joe is doing a little scorched earth routine on Kamala. But he is being a bit covert about it, not being really direct.
Uh-huh.
But I think he is, you know, undermining her just a little. And here's a further example of what.
So it's going to sound like things are slipping out.
Maybe. Yes. And it could be a slip accident, and it could be, you know, like, look.
Like a shiv.
Okay. Let's be honest. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Now, he can age and he can, you know, his memory can be impacted and cognitive abilities, but.
Yeah, he's Joe.
At the heart of his personality, Joe is Joe. And I'll tell you something about Joe, in case you haven't picked up on it by now. The guy has an ego.
Yeah.
Twice the size of the state of Delaware.
And he's a jerk.
Well, I mean, that's part of his personality thing.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But remember.
You're right.
So I don't care how old he is, how unfit he may be for office. His ego is still there. And his ego was very, very hurt.
Oh, yeah.
By getting the boot. Or a soft coup, whatever you want to call it, his feelings are hurt. Now, whatever promises and agreements that were made, and I'm sure there were, because he's been in politics a long time, that guy, there's going to be horse trading, and he's going to end up with a couple of horses one way or another. Mm-hmm. We've seen that pattern, right?
Yep.
So you know he got something in return. But he also had to agree to play nice. So he has to be careful about, you know, full onslaught or frontal assault on Kamala. No, it has got to be a little sneakier than that.
Yeah.
Well, here's an example. You know that she was the vote, the break the tie vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, that's on her. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, she's the vice president. How much power does she have on some of these things? She had an immense amount of power for that and another huge spending bill. She was the breaking the tie on both of those. So President Joe Biden Thursday admitted that the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which did not reduce inflation and included $369 billion for green energy initiatives, was wrongly named. The Inflation Reduction Act was wrongly named. Now,
we knew that.
We knew that.
You said it all the time.
50% of America knew that to be true.
Yeah.
But for Joe to admit it, and again, why would he admit it? Well, he's not running for president. He doesn't have to continue,
the farce.
Lying, the fart. Right. Yeah. So,
wow.
And? Who's going to be holding the bag? Ultimately, Kamala, because she can't say, well, that was Joe's deal. Uh-huh. No, it wasn't. You were the tie-breaking vote specifically on that.
Yep.
Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, when it first was announced they were going to push for this, I and many others warned that it is anything but inflation reduction. You can't possibly spend billions of dollars and expect inflation to be reduced. In fact, you're just adding more fuel to the inflationary fires. Biden's remarks came at an event in Wisconsin where he was touting his Bidenomics investments. He called the Inflation Reduction Act the most significant climate change law ever.
Now, that would agree on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And added, by the way, it is $369 billion bill. It's called the we shouldn't have named it what it was.
See, it's coming out.
We all the way home.
Mm.
The Penn Wharton budget model found the bill would drop inflation by 0.1% over 5 years, and the Congressional Budget Office's analysis was similar. Instead, the bill, which is a scaled-down version of the failed Build Back Better Act legislation, is the single most significant legislation to combat climate change in our nation's history, as the Biden-Harris Department of Treasury touted in a release November of 2022. So, Joe, late in the game,
yeah,
finally speaketh the truth.
Yeah.
And Kamala will be holding the bag. And, yes, this was just cover for more Green New Deal stuff.
This is the woman who was out there touting Bidenomics is wonderful. It's good. Well, it's great.
And her positions previous when she was running were much further left and much bigger in terms of dollars pushed toward green energy and also the mandates, like on the automotive industry and EVs. Mm-hmm. Now, she's changing her position on that, and she's changing her position on fracking. And those are two big issues, huge issues for the American people. And can you believe her when she says she's changed her positions? Because remember, if you think the stuff that Biden pushed, you know, was a little too far left.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till they get a load of me, the Joker said. And Kamala cackled along. Wait till they get a load of me. Can you picture saying that?
Oh, I can. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But I do think it's interesting that, Joe, and maybe it's even almost a subconscious kind of thing.
He's thinking it.
His subconscious is undermining Kamala in small little ways, little tiny cuts. He's like, you're going to give me the boot.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to prove to you that you could have won with me. And you can't win without me. I'll not only prove it, I will help it to happen.
Yes.
And if you don't think he has that kind of mentality,
he's devious. He's vindictive, all those things.
Who's Joe always been looking out for?
Joe?
Right on.
The Biden family money machine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban warned Thursday on CNBC's Squawk Box that Vice President Kamala Harris's capital gains tax plan would kill the stock market.
Wait a minute, though, Bob. I thought he loved him some Kamala Harris.
I thought so, too. Well, maybe not loves her personally, but is supportive of Democrat candidates and not a Trump fan at all.
No.
So, yeah.
But he also likes his money.
Well, that's the thing.
Is that?
That's the thing. And he likes his money. But what he's saying is correct. The stock market is a gamble. Now, over the long haul, in any one 15-year period, you're going to always have gains in the market. You know, if you chop it up at any 2 points, 15 years apart. So what you distill from that is, It can be a pretty sound investment. No investment's perfect, you know, returns or whatever. Yeah, there's like government's bonds and different things, but the stock market is a bit of a gamble, although the risk, you can control some of the risk by some of the particular stocks that you get. That's why people often opt for like a mutual fund, so they spread their risk out. But when the risks stay the same, but yet the potential for profitability is lowered by a much larger tax burden, all of a sudden, yeah, there'll be people that may not be so quick or invest as much. And if you don't have investment, a lot of these companies might not be able to grow from little to medium size, or from medium size to big, or innovation, advancing technologies and other things might sort of sit on the shelf, if you will. Then maybe other, maybe they'll be developed in other countries. Yeah, there's substance here. Unlike anything that Kamala has presented thus far. It is 7:45. Are you ready for the weekend? Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Ten minutes till 8. Friday morning. Here comes the weekend. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And you never have to miss a minute of the show, by the way. On demand 24/7. Subscribe to The Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe. No fee. That'll get you in, get you all the stuff. Like, we've got a great interview that I think is going to be coming up with Luis Valdez. He's Gun Owners of America Florida rep and a regular contributor mm-hmm. to the show. Well, he's also a former school resource officer. So maybe he can maybe shed a little light and perspective on this most heinous act that took place in Georgia the other day. And the latest on that is one of your top stories. The father of the alleged school shooter has been arrested and charged. He bought the kid an AR after the police had spoke to him specifically about his son possibly being behind, anonymous warnings of wanting to go shoot up the school.
Yeah. Wow.
And so your answer, I mean, what would most parents answer to that be?
Oh, my goodness.
Much more supervision over the child, mm-hmm. watching everything, putting on a device so that you can monitor social media and other things, and that can be easily done. You would take these steps, just a halfway decent parent, and certainly secure, and I mean really secure, any firearms.
Absolutely.
If he's showing this propensity, and it did just pop up. The kid's, the kid's been a troubled kid, and in fact, now it turns out that the family looks like they've got a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you were asking a parent to, utilize good judgment that apparently hasn't pretty much their whole lives, I guess it's not going to start, even though the police talk to them specifically and wave these red flags in his face about possible, very dangerous and life-threatening activities that he, they believe he probably posted online. I guess at the time they couldn't prove it to that point. Mm. Of course, the kid denied it. No, it wasn't me.
All right.
But that is, it's incredible. So after the police spoke to him, just a couple months later, I think October versus, Christmas, dad goes out and buys the kid an AR for Christmas. Hey, Santa Claus wants you to shoot up the school. There you go.
Yeah.
There's your tool to get it done. What in the world? You would think that absolutely.
The last thing.
If you made a list of 100 yes. million items exactly. that you would buy him for Christmas.
100 million.
The last one on the list would be any sort of gun.
Oh.
How kooky and crazy. And I guess the question there is nobody wants to send their kid to school and worry if they're going to come home or not, like Kamala. Creating fear and panic to promote gun control tried to do. And by the way, I've got a story from The Sun out of the UK. It's their top story. A girl getting stabbed to death on her way to school.
Oh, dead?
Yeah. So that kid's not coming home, but not because a gun was involved. A crazy person with a knife killed this 15-year-old girl. All right.
Mm.
So, yeah, how much can you do through legislation? I don't know what you could do at all. I mean, if you want to legislate against bad parenting, You think the prisons are kind of busy now?
Oh, yeah. But see, this is why we have laws and then punishment for laws. When somebody does something stupid, they get punished for it. We can't prevent everything from happening.
Not if you want to live in any sort of a society resembling freedom. All right, Davis Gainesville Skylines, let's go to Deadeye. You're on the air.
Good morning. I wanted to weigh in on these young males that are involved in all these school shootings. I'm wondering if anyone has looked at possibly the connection between teaching these young boys to hunt at an early age and killing animals, and they get desensitized and just take it to the next step and start shooting humans. I had a friend who's now deceased. He was a military sniper, and he said there's nothing more exciting than killing a human.
Wow. Well, how do I address that? If you are unstable and unbalanced to begin with, I don't know how much desensitizing needs to be done.
Right.
This, to kill a defenseless human being is one of the most heinous acts of cowardice. So I think you might be looking at this the wrong way. It's not like, oh, they killed a rabbit, so they got the taste of blood. That's generally not how these things have been profiled or laid
the
out.
Opposite, actually, yeah.
Well, the kid usually has a an extreme interest, possibly in firearms, not necessarily taught and nurtured by a father figure. And if there's anything, I think just the opposite is true. It's the demasculization of men and what's happening to their young men. And I think that has more to do with it.
It's like an overcompensation in a sense.
And violent video games, I believe, would have a much more desensitizing effect than hunting.
Well, because usually if you've got a parent teaching a child to hunt, they're also learning to prepare to eat that animal, whether it's deer hunting or rabbit or squirrel. It's part of a whole process. It's not about the killing per se. It's really about the sport and the usage of hunting for food.
Right.
So a little bit different scenario there.
Yeah. But no, appreciate the input nonetheless. August layoffs reached record highs. New hires hit historic lows. I believe we're supposed to get a jobs report coming out this morning. That should happen around 9. We'll share that information with you. And also our guest coming up, Luis Valdez, used to be a school resource officer. Stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.